Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network of the West. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, the USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service has announced that representatives from the North Pole were among the visitors checking out the agency's new traveler information webpage. The site, launched in September, provides everyone with some important information about which agricultural items are safe to enter the United States and which ones are best left behind. They say it helps protect the health of our country's plants, animals, and natural resources, ensuring many happy holidays to come. In fact, Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue says, as we're now in the overall season of family, feasting, and gift-giving, they were thrilled to hear directly from Santa's elves that the big man himself was comparing his list to their requirements. Now, both food items and other agricultural-based items, things like plants, seeds, and gifts made from wood and plants from other countries, can carry pests and diseases not found here in this country. And for these reasons, certain items aren't allowed to be carried in by travelers. Other items may be allowed with specific documentation. USDA's new site helps everyone looking to bring an agricultural gift from overseas know what's okay to bring back and what is not. Merry Christmas, everyone. That's a look at your Land and Livestock Report. I'm Russell Nimitz.